Last year, I was scheduled to do the Jazz Mass Liturgy, and I was so excited. If you've met me more than once, you know that it doesn't take much to get me excited. I tend to be a fairly joyful person, but I promise you when I say, I love West End, and I love Jazz Mass at West End. I love all of the joy and the energy that it brings into this space where we come and worship and learn more about God. But last year was a weird year for me. In the days leading up to Jazz Mass, my grandmother passed away. So my spouse, Clint, and I were with my family in Kentucky. Her funeral was the morning of Jazz Mass, and I was debating on whether or not I should still do the liturgy for the service or see if someone could fill in for me. After all, I'd spent the last several days in mourning. Wouldn't it be wrong to go from a funeral service in the morning to a Mardi Gras service that evening? However, the more I thought about it, and I talked it over with my parents, the more I knew that Nana would want me to live into my pastoral calling and take every opportunity that I was offered to help me get there. So we rushed back to Nashville, and I did the liturgy. Standing in front of this incredible congregation semi-regularly to do liturgy has become such an incredible and formative experience for me. And since my Nana's passing, every time I'm up in front of this congregation, I think about how proud and excited she'd be for me, and I can't help but smile. The strength and support of current and past community can help us find and fully realize our identities. Now let's get to this passage. What is happening? We find ourselves privy to a scene that's hard to understand, much less explain, so I'm gonna give it a try. Jesus takes his best buddies up a mountain and introduces them to his two other buds, Moses and Elijah, who kinda sorta died a long time ago. Peter declares that, hey Jesus, it's good to be here, and asks Jesus if he wants him to build three tents on the mountain, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and another for Elijah. I'm not sure where he was planning for himself, James, and John to sleep, but that's his problem, not mine. While Peter was going on about these sleeping arrangements, a bright cloud surrounds them, and they hear the voice of God telling them to listen to Jesus. And Jesus starts glowing, and his clothes become white. Some translations even say bleach white. When I was discussing this passage with my professor, Amy Jill Levine, she said, oh, you're talking about glow-in-the-dark Jesus. So, upon seeing this glow-in-the-dark Jesus, Peter, James, and John fall to the ground in fear. Then Jesus touches them, tells them to get up and to not be afraid. And when they look up, all they see is Jesus. Okay, was this a vision, a dream, a hallucination? I have no idea. And I wonder, you know, logically, how did they know it was Moses and Elijah? Did they need sunglasses because Jesus' face was like the sun and we are supposed to wear protective eyewear? Was it a bright cloud? Sounds like an oxymoron. And why does Peter think this is a camping trip? There are so many ways that we can approach this text and so many things that we can do with it. And that is just one of the many reasons that I love theological and biblical study. There is an infinite amount of things that we can do with each and every passage. This transfiguration story is a recognition and a validation of Jesus' identity for himself and for those who witnessed it. There is a phrase, glow up, used to describe the tendency of awkward teenagers growing into what we culturally understand to be attractive adults. Glow up, or the process of glowing up, traditionally is used to explain a physical change, But I think it makes more sense to use it to describe the changes that we see when people finally meet who they really are. Let me give you an example. Although we didn't always get along, but I can now admit it, that my younger sister is one of the most genuine and kind-hearted people you will ever meet. Jody thinks of those that many forget. She checks in on people who she knows are having a tough time, especially the elderly in their church. She remembers the important days for them. She shows up for people and respects them without judgment. She has tremendous integrity and is always asking herself, what's the right thing to do? And that's where Jody gets passionate, doing the right thing, especially when it comes to helping others. For years, I witnessed my sister as she searched for professional meaning and purpose. Early on, she was drawn to the medical field because of our grandfather's need for medical care. But one situation after another seemed to shut doors for her, until she found a program to be a surgical technologist. Up to that point, I had absolutely no idea what that job was, but I quickly learned of its value. Surgical techs prepare for various procedures. They get to know specific doctors' preferences. They assist in various surgeries, pass the instruments to the surgeon, and I'm sure a whole lot of other things I will never be able to understand, much less pronounce. While my sister was in this program, I watched her come alive. Since I don't live in the same state as my immediate family, I saw leaps in her confidence and excitement from visit to visit. I was able to watch her go from a kind but quiet and sometimes reserved girl to this confident and passionate healthcare professional. I am in awe of the transformation that I have seen in her and extremely proud. And I still love asking her about what she's learning and what she's up to in the operating room because her face literally lights up. She's been glowing up. Can you think of a moment that you've had, or maybe you've seen someone else have, where everything just clicked? And this almost tangible feeling of glow overwhelmed you. Sometimes it might even give you goosebumps. We often experience these moments of glow when new life comes into the world, on someone's wedding day, with the news of a job opportunity, getting into college or a professional program, or when we secure housing for the next chapter of our lives, and even when someone looks in the mirror and truly sees themselves, gets to see themselves for the first time. These glow-up moments almost feel magical. And these moments of identity are holy, and they are made richer when the people we love are alongside us. What a beautiful validation of identity. In this text, I think we witness one of Jesus's glow-up moments. Jesus was with his great cloud of witnesses, his dear friends who he walked with daily, and he was met by two prophets who strove to help people love and serve God better. Jesus did not come to replace the work of Moses and Elijah, rather to fulfill it and expand it. Jesus is not only seen by those he knows, but he is affirmed by God and encouraged by these two prophets. When I was talking with my spouse about the sermon, the idea arose that we not only glow because of the change that's happening in us, but because of the space that we are in and those who surround us in that moment. Jesus transfigured right before their eyes. Jesus glowed up. While most modern translations of Matthew 17 translate the experience as transfiguration, a better wording might be metamorphosis. When I think of metamorphosis, I go back to fourth grade science class where we watched VHS tapes of larvae becoming caterpillars, and caterpillars going into their cocoons, and the cocoon shedding away and revealing a butterfly. Metamorphosis is when something reaches new levels of what it was already capable of being. Everything the creature needed to become a butterfly was within. It just took time. The same creature has become something new. The spirit and passion that my sister needed was in her all along, and I believe that the same is true for you and for me. God has created us all to be marvelously wonderful, but it's a process. I absolutely love that our scripture allows us to imagine this moment where Peter and James and John can see glow-in-the-dark Jesus in all his bright and shining glory right before we see the painful side of Jesus' passion and commitment. Just like the glowing moments I mentioned earlier, heartbreak can be close by. Times before and after these moments of transformation are difficult. We have this tendency to get so excited and lost in the buildup, and then we feel let down when it's all over, and we're left thinking, what now? That's why community is so important. It allows those around us to witness the ways that we are growing and glowing so that we can be reminded of who we are when things get rough. Those who come before us, as well as those who journey up the mountain with us, help us recognize our true selves. West End is in the middle of a three-phase journey with the Gospel of Matthew, going upward, inward, and outward. In the past several weeks, our pastors have been taking time to talk about Jesus going up the mountain and various aspects of the Sermon on the Mount. Starting tomorrow, we shift into the season of Lent, where our focus moves from upward to inward. So tonight is where we make that pivot inward. What if this year, Lent served as a time in our own spiritual cocoons, intentionally committing to growing and reflecting on our faith in new ways, embracing the metamorphosis into the most beautiful and glowing versions of ourselves? We can glow up together. And part of glowing up together is reminding each other of what we've learned along the way. My sister reminds me of what it means to be who you are and not settle for less. The legacy of my Nana serves as a reminder of the strength that is deep within me. The love of my family and friends remind me that I am not alone. And West End has reminded me and reintroduced me to parts of who I am. And Jesus reminds me to glow in the dark. No matter what is waiting for us when we come down the mountain, it's important to take time and actually enjoy the warmth of the glow so that we know who we are for the journey ahead. So friends, hear this good news as we get into our Lenten cocoons. Get up and do not be afraid. You are God's beloved, and in you our Creator God is well pleased. Lean into that, lean into your true self, and glow.